Administration Secretary Michael Morgan wrote the Department of Health and Family Services asking for a plan to cut Medicaid spending by 20% due to uncertainty over the budget. Morgan notes that the budget passed by Senate Democrats, like the one introduced by the governor, includes hundreds of millions in extra Medicaid funding because of taxes on hospitals and cigarettes. The budget passed by Assembly Republicans does not. But Hudson Assembly Republican Kitty Rhodes told her colleagues on a budget conference committee that it's shameful to imply people who need help won't get it if the budget is late.
I really, really, really am disappointed that this is what we do now, is go out and scare the people who depend on us the most. And I hope that we are able to counteract that message, because I don't think any of you here would ever walk away from them.
The state budget is now 2 months late, and until a new one passes, medical benefits for the poor and disabled will continue at last year's level. Because of shortfalls and increasing costs, that means the fund would eventually run out of money in March of 2009. Given that, Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Jim Cruiser says the administration's letter is a case of reality setting in.
When someone asks for what are the ramifications of this happening, that's a perfectly reasonable and workable argument to make. And I think in the executive branch, that's their job.
The letter by the administration only asks for a plan to deal with Medicaid cuts. It says it will review the plan over the next several weeks before it decides whether or not to act. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.